The former Ireland hockey international and camogie player Katrina Carey has appeared in court charged with money laundering offences over a 3-year period. The 46-year-old, with an address at Rochford Manor, Greg Cullen Carlo, was arrested this morning. She was remanded on bail to appear again at the Dublin District Court next month for service of the Book of Evidence. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds.
Katrina Carey was brought before the Dublin District Court this morning following an investigation by the Garda National Economic Crime Bureau. She faces 3 charges of money laundering between the 1st of January 2019 and the 31st of December 2021. The 46-year-old former Irish hockey international is accused of converting, transferring, handling, acquiring, possessing or using credit balances on a Wise Europe bank account in the name of Carysfort Asset Estates Limited, while knowing, believing or being reckless as to whether the property was the proceeds of crime. The offences are contrary to Section 7 of the Criminal Justice Money Laundering and Terrorist Financing Act. She was granted free legal aid and remanded on bail to appear in court again for service of the Book of Evidence on the 31st of January next year. Paul Reynolds, RTE News, the Dublin District Court.
Party meetings are taking place in Leinster House today as work is about to commence to form a new government. Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are expected to soon begin discussions on government formation after they get approval from their parliamentary parties today. Sinn Féin is also holding a meeting of its parliamentary party this afternoon. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.
Fianna Fáil has appointed Jack Chambers to lead its negotiations on government formation. The aim of these discussions is to form a government that will last 5 years. A meeting of the Fianna Fáil parliamentary party heard this morning. At that gathering, there was a standing ovation for the Fianna Fáil leader, Micheál Martin, after the party won the most seats in the general election. It is expected that Fine Gael will today also give its leader, Simon Harris, the green light for the party to begin talks with Fianna Fáil around forming a government. Amid a growing sense that independent TDs, rather than a small party, will support the next government, Galway East TD Sean Canny said he expects talks between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael to run their course before independents are formally approached. He added, though, that history had shown independents to be reliable government partners. The Sinn Féin parliamentary party is also set to meet in Leinster House this afternoon as it explores options in the event of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael being unable to agree a programme for government.
The French National Assembly is due to hold a debate in the next 2 hours, which is expected to see President Emmanuel Macron's government collapse, the first time such a development has occurred in over 60 years. A majority of deputies is expected to approve 2 new confidence motions tabled against President Macron's Prime Minister, Michel Barnier, and his minority government over a budget designed to restore France's finances. From Brussels, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
After only 50 days as Prime Minister, Michel Barnier could be sent packing, leaving President Macron with a massive political headache. Whether to cobble together a second minority administration or to resign as president and force fresh elections. The last time he called snap legislative elections back in June, it backfired. Marine Le Pen and her far-right national rally surged into pole position, even though she didn't win an outright majority. Her apparent desire to bring down Macron's government and perhaps even the presidency itself could now be fulfilled. Le Pen's deputy Jordan Bardella told French radio that the party would support 2 left-wing motions, effectively a no-confidence vote that would collapse the government. The far right has downplayed notions that the collapse would play havoc with France's finances and the cost of borrowing. But financial experts have warned that it could at the very least hit the country's creditworthiness. The crisis has been triggered by a budget that would see €60 billion worth of tax increases and spending cuts designed to curtail France's increasing deficit, now at 6% of GDP. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Brussels.
Airport operator DAA has said that last month was the busiest ever November for both Cork and Dublin airports, as the two airports saw almost 2.5 million passengers pass through their terminals in November. Passenger numbers at Dublin Airport in November were 3% higher than the same month last year, with numbers at Cork Airport up 5%. More than 30 international protection applicants who this morning had to leave temporary accommodation offered to them during the recent cold weather have gathered outside the Doyle this lunchtime. They told RTÉ News that they took the Luas from City West after receiving an email instructing them to leave by 10 a.m. today. The Department of Integration has confirmed that offers have ended as the cold weather is over, and it will continue to monitor weather conditions. Now the weather.
RTÉ Radio 1 weather with Grant, from HVO biofuel compatible condensing boilers to heat pumps and underfloor heating. Trust Grant to heat your home. Visit grant.ie.
Rain in the west will spread eastwards to all areas in the early afternoon. It will clear from western areas this evening. Highest temperatures 9 to 13 degrees. And there's a warning that southerly winds will increase gale force 8 or strong gale force 9 this afternoon and evening on Irish coastal waters from Mizzenhead to Malinhead to Hookhead and on the Irish Sea.